This is exactly right.
On the 12th season of Tenfold More Wicked, we investigate a series of compelling mysteries from the city of Fall River, Massachusetts, where problems started generations before Lizzie Borden's murders made her a household name. Join me as we cover the misfortunes that have befallen this infamous town for more than 150 years, including the Great Fire of 1843. Season 12 is out now on Exactly Right. New episodes on Mondays. Follow Tenfold More Wicked on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Babs Gray, and it's spooky season, so you know what that means. Paul Dano collects teeth!
Oh, so spooky.
I'm Brandi Posey, and George Clooney's teeth are my favorite ghosts.
Wow.
I don't have a teeth tweet, you guys.
Damn.
I'm Tess Barker, and there are large swaths of the country where you can buy a gun, but not a book. Promising.
Also spooky.
Counts spooky.
Yeah.
And this is Lady to Lady.
Can you keep a secret?
Neither can we.
For everyone, that's the fucking best. Come on, baby, it's time to hang out with your favorite ladies. Lady to lady, lady to lady.
Hey, everyone. Who did we see? What business did we see yanked our catchphrase?
Oh, my God. It was like
it was a bank
spectrum
or something.
Yeah,
Spectrum.
Yeah, it was Spectrum.
Somebody said, can you keep a secret? Neither can we. And we were like, motherfucker.
I don't think like, so.
We're suing you, Mr. Spectrum.
Yeah, we've got some notes. And it wasn't quite the same. It was like a little bit off.
Yeah, it was
too.
A little
like,
bit
ours
different.
Ours is better. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was like, what the hell is... Oh, yeah, here it is. Can you keep a secret? We can't either. Xfinity.
Xfinity?
What? Awful.
Also,
we
like,
can't
you
either.
Don't want that from, I guess they were like advertising a sale, but I'm like, I don't want you to, what are you talking about?
Wait,
secrets,
we would like everything to be encrypted, actually, Xfinity.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, please. Please keep it a secret. Actually, don't even be listening. Baby, don't even be paying attention. Don't
right.
even know that I exist, ideally.
That's the most ideal.
Yeah.
What do we got coming up? Any hot shows?
Got a couple of dates. It's October 25th right now, which means tomorrow I'll be in Jacksonville, Florida. I've got two shows. Check my calendar. This weekend is Fest in Gainesville. I talked to our guest about that a little bit because that's how we met. And then I'll be in Austin, Texas on November 3rd for the Altered Education Comedy Festival. I'm co-headlining with Kate Willett. And then November 10th, we're doing Picture This in St. Louis, Missouri for the Flyover Comedy Festival. You can get tickets there. Come out to any of that stuff. It would be great to see you.
Hell yeah. And you can always check our website for all of our dates, ladytoladycomedy.com. We got a calendar up there that's got all of our shows on it. So go there and see where we are and see where you are and then put those two things together.
Please. Hell yeah.
Let's get to our show.
Please.
We had such a fun hang with this gal.
Yeah.
She's so funny.
Total freaking blast. Like, I met Heather, oh my God, probably 10 years ago at Fest in Gainesville. She's originally an Orlando comic. She blew the hell up on TikTok a few years ago, and she's so freaking funny. She comes to your town, you should check her out. Enjoy our interview with Heather Shaw.
Hey.
Oh my God. Yeah. Let's just jump in, hang out with our guest. Oh, we didn't tell you we'll do the intro separately, so we'll
okay.
jump in.
This lesbian. So. Okay.
You've seen this lesbian at clubs and colleges.
We're so happy to have this lesbian with us today. Yeah.
Heather Shaw, welcome.
Hi.
Hey, dude, it's good to see you.
So good to see you guys.
How's your Tuesday yeah. going so far, Heather?
You know, it's Tuesday, man. It's good.
Yeah. Yeah,
not bad. It's yeah. what's early over there for you guys.
I know.
I feel like,
I'm in a real like out of it state this morning. I just like stayed up too late,
same.
And I woke up confused, and like I just did a shot of cold brew and lit like cold brew concentrate. I was like,
yes,
I gotta do something.
I need to start doing that. I want to start doing that. Just a shot.
It's you know, good.
Yeah. Cold, like pure concentrate.
Just the concentrate.
Yeah,
no water.
I was just like, I'm not fucking around.
We don't have time for water.
No.
No.
No. Get
what
to
is
business.
That?
Yeah.
No.
We're good.
Also, we don't
it's
need
like
that.
I need like the functionality of coffee, but I don't need the like to savor
Yeah.
The awakening. I just want it in me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why, I mean, take it from a caffeine addict. I know I've talked to you guys before about the Nespresso, but if you need to pound some coffee.
It's good.
Oh, my God. Sometimes if I'm really in a bad way, I'll just sit there and I'll do like 5 shots in a row.
Yes, that's what I need. Everyone thinks it's crazy. I'll put like 5 shots in my Americano. And people are like, "That's you're insane. That's not okay." And I'm like, "It's all I have left. I'm sober.
So let me have this. Please."
You know?
Yeah, you got to have something. Yeah. Like, what are we on this earth for?
Come on.
They should make like caffeinated ice cream for sober people.
Oh my God! Don't tell me that.
Yeah, that would crazy. Be really fun. Yeah, and I'm a big energy drink person, and I always forget that it's like such a scumbaggy video game boy thing. And I was like just in Santa Cruz doing shows, and I drove somebody back down. We stopped at like a gas station at 6 a.m. and I just got like two big old ghosts to get my day going. And she was like, "What are you doing?" And I was like. Sour watermelon warhead, dude. Let's hit it. I was like, I gotta drive for 5 hours right now.
I mean, yeah.
I was like, yeah.
It is energy drinks do still have a stigma attached that you kind of forget and then people react a certain way.
Yeah, like Monster for sure. Well, that's like, that guy hits his wife.
Yeah, to be fair, it is
called Monster.
Yeah. That checks out.
The beast.
Literally.
This is not like a sober thing, but I really like when I really like an energy drink is with vodka.
Oh,
like okay. In Vegas.
That's energy.
Because I can't do cocaine. So for me, that's cocaine.
Right.
Yeah, mixing. Yeah. Espresso martinis.
Yeah.
I'm going to admit something that might be really disgusting, but I just want you all to know.
Yeah, I get it.
Yes.
It's happening. You're not excited. Don't be excited. It's not good. But I will say it's adjacent to if you've ever had a Coke and coffee together. But I had a diet Dr. Pepper and coffee.
Like mixed?
I hate it.
And it was really good.
Yeah, I bet.
Why do I feel like that curdles for some reason?
Right. That's what it was. It seemed wrong, but I needed the caffeine. But like, I don't remember why I decided to do it, but I was just like, I'm doing this. Yeah. And it was a great choice. I felt amazing.
Really?
Wow.
I did.
That's a good, okay.
Yeah.
It's so to cough.
And like, I needed to get the caffeine in fast, and I think it helped me do it quicker.
Just take it
I don't
down.
Know. It was, mm-hmm. ooh,
was it was mixed yeah, in I mean, or was it like chased?
Yeah.
No, it was together. It was fully a cocktail.
My question, Babs, because you know I don't do the diet. Do you think it will work with the Riggy?
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. I think it
was like a cream. It tasted like a float or something. Like it
that's
was
what
like
I was thinking.
Vanilla.
Like a little.
Good.
Yeah.
That tracks.
Yeah. Right? Like vanilla and coffee, good. Cherry and coffee, good.
Right. Yeah. And just, I mean, I've done the Coke with coffee before and that's like a thing. So I was like, okay, this is not the same thing, but well,
Coca-Cola did have like they had that release line for a minute, which I've not seen in a while because I think something happened. It's like such a delightful, delicious, high caffeinated project that disappeared from the market all over the country too, because I have not seen it in like gas stations that would not be regulated. Like
wait,
California.
What was it?
It was like a Coca-Cola coffee. That was like, they have really like a good caramel, a vanilla, and a regular. And it was, the mix was perfect. It was like,
what?
It popped in the right way. It was really good. Super sugary. We did a bonus episode where we each tried them and it kind of fucked us up a little bit. But they were amazing.
That's good.
But I haven't seen them anywhere, which makes me think that something happened.
They're pulled. There was like fentanyl in them.
Yeah, exactly.
There's something in them.
Like, you know, whatever. It's all good.
I actually tried, speaking of things being pulled, the chip challenge that we were going to do.
No.
Oh, no. Did you
do that?
I wanted to, and I saw a news article that it got pulled because I guess a kid died. But then I was like, the news had just broken, and I was like, maybe if I go to 7-Eleven right now, they won't have gotten the memo. So I raced to 7-Eleven to try to get like the last dregs of the hot chips, and the 7-Eleven guy was like, yeah, it's banned right now because someone died. And...
Whoa.
That's, I mean, it seems painful.
Yeah.
They started putting up signs that were like, you're only supposed to eat one chip or something. And then just...
Well, it was a single chip was $10 too. Just like on that principle alone, I couldn't handle it. But...
Well, the thing is, you know, those chips are out there, Tess. They're just...
Yeah.
Someone's...
Oh, yeah.
That's
I need
a dark web item.
That's a dark web item now.
I need, what is it? Yeah. Was it Silk Road?
Do I hit Silk Road for this?
Yeah. Has anyone tried to find the dark web? Because I can't find it.
I'm so scared to even Google it. I'm so scared.
Dude.
I'm scared that something's going to pop up the minute I put in dark web.
No, you don't want to. You don't want to be the one Googling.
I know. Thank you. I thought I was the only one who didn't know how to find the dark web.
No idea how to get there. I don't even want to figure it out. Because I like my laptop. I don't want to buy a new one. And I feel like... If I even Google dark web, they'll like somehow be able to see me.
Watch you.
Like,
yes.
Yes, exactly.
Right. That's when your camera. Mm-hmm. Do you guys turn? I mean, I obviously podcast, but like I don't put like a piece of tape over my camera or anything. And like we have a smart TV in our room that we don't really use that much, but Adam unplugs it because like they're watching.
I just try not to think about it. I try not to think about it. I'm like,
but
all
like
right,
I do feel like as soon as you write in dark web, all the cameras in your room turn on and point at you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Also, this is making me feel not very moderate or computer literate, shall we say? Yeah. But like, I think it was proper Google sent me a thing that was like, by the way, you are on the dark web. Did anyone get?
Oh, yeah, they send you things saying, like, your results, like, your information has been found.
Just a heads up, you are on the dark web.
But they don't tell you how to find it. They're just like, yo, you're on the dark web.
We are sending feds.
Yeah.
What? So, what do you mean? You're searching
for things? That's a new feature. If you have the... if you pay for Google, because like you have over the 15 gigs, so you have to pay for your monthly Google.
Yeah.
It's a part of the feature now because I think they're just like, oh, we'll also search to see if you're on the dark web and just let you know. We won't remove you, but we'll just let you know you're there.
Let you know someone can look up your shit, basically.
Yeah. It's like, no, I don't. I would rather not know.
Yeah, I don't want to pay for that feature. I don't need that.
No.
Just keep to yourself.
Turn
that off.
Yeah. I like barely want to have a Google alert for myself. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like barely.
No.
Barely.
God, no.
Thankfully, I haven't gotten anything bad. But if the Google alerts ever start getting into comments, God help
me. Wait a minute. I'm 82. When you say Google alert, you mean you can set up something that will be like, hey, bitch, they're Googling you.
Yeah. Yes. No, that they're Googling you, but that like someone wrote not about
your name.
Your name appears in
like an article or something. It'll send you the article. Like, hey, your name was in this.
As someone named Barbara Gray, my Google alerts are obituaries. Exclusively obituaries of other women.
R.I.P. Barbara Gray.
I have to say, there's another Tess Barker who was a president of a Planned Parenthood, and a lot of my alerts.
Oh, hell yeah.
And, like, I mean, I'm not even like the coolest Tess Barker, I guess.
Oh, my God. I'm terrified to set that up.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I don't know. I don't think it's not that you're not the coolest Tess Barker. I think that if your name is Tess Barker, you have to be cool.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool name.
Okay, cool. Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
We'll go with it that way.
Cool.
Yeah.
Do you know of any other Heather Shaws out there?
No. No, I'm sure there's like, well, I think there is a comedian out there named my name, and I'm so sorry to them. but I think they're in the UK, so they're fine. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah.
So nobody.
Yeah, we got the ocean.
Yeah.
Between,
yeah. Nobody's going up to them being like, ah, you don't have your face.
Yeah. So. So you like blew up on TikTok in the last couple of years.
I know. Yeah.
How you feeling?
I feel fine. Help me. No, I feel fine. It's just, I hate, like, you know, the connotation with like TikTok comedian.
Yeah.
That I'm like always trying to get outside of that. But I think that, you know, enough people know I do stand up.
Exactly.
That it's not too bad. In the beginning, it was
like that. I think that that's like an older notion now.
Yeah.
Like,
you think so?
I think it was.
I do because
I think that we understand that's the evolution of art.
Yeah.
The art in some way is going to happen. It's going to happen.
And there's like much more stand up on TikTok now.
Yeah. And I'm like, not doing like sketches.
Stand-up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But I know what you mean when you're like, oh, someone who just does comedy on YouTube or TikTok and doesn't do stand up, that's a whole different thing. And then they try to do it and it's like, oh, no, don't do
that. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I've had a couple club bookers be like, we booked you thinking you just were going to dance for 45 minutes. Like, okay, well, it's a good surprise that I come up here with 45 minutes of jokes. But I think they sometimes they book TikTok or YouTube comedians and they just go up there and they're just like maybe 10 minutes of material.
Right.
It's hard. Yeah. I don't know how, I mean, I couldn't do that. Just go from online to the stage without practice.
That sounds super intimidating. That reminds me of like, because when I was in my 20s, I had a job where I taught senior citizens aerobics. And it was a job that I got with absolutely no preparation, no experience, no idea what I was doing. And the first day of class, I was like, how hard is it? It's old people. And I made like a playlist of some like shitty disco songs and I brought a pair of dumbbells and I had like no plan. And I like pranced around for like 10 minutes, like doing fake aerobics. I was like, do the farmer. And I was just like, making up. And then I looked at the clock and I was like, fuck my life. I still have 50 minutes left. Like,
we want our regular Zumba back.
Yeah, we need to warm up.
Yeah, that's hard. Yeah. No, thanks.
But I imagine that's what it's like if you're like somebody that doesn't have the child or hasn't like developed an act and then all of a sudden you have to headline.
Yeah. But also they must be a little insane or overly confident to think that they could just do an hour on stage.
True.
Because I know that I'd be like, no, you know, like I need to like practice. So some of them are probably just a little like, yeah, I got it.
That's true.
That delusional thing goes a long way.
I helped a drag queen like write like an hour a little while ago, and she taped it with like a bunch of other ones, and a few of the other ones just like were like, we'll wing an hour of comedy, and they made it about 15 minutes of their taping, and they paid to record an hour.
What were they doing at 17, Mark? Just like, who's got questions?
Yeah, basically. Just like, right? I think they just reverted to like live, just like, I guess I'll do crowd interaction. And I was like, woof. But my girl, she had a full hour. She crushed it. It's real good. I'm very proud of
her. That's awesome. Yeah, good for her for preparing. I mean, that's.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, yes. I like a straight A drag queen. Just like an honor roll drag queen.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, not comedy, but is there anything like non-comedy that you guys think in life is like you should prepare, but you don't?
Oh, everything else in my life.
Everything else.
Literally. Oh my gosh. Yeah, packing.
Packing, voting. Traveling. I feel like I'm always cramming to vote.
That's I don't know which judge is which judge. Who are we going to vote for? You know, I hate that.
That morning I'm Googling.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, I don't know. Everything else in my life, I'm very...
I'm like, yeah, pretty much.
I think comedy does give me like an undeserved confidence for most of those things too.
Yeah.
You
know? Yeah.
I'm like, I wield the joy of the masses. I think
I know how to vote.
Yeah. Which name is the funniest?
Yeah. Literally. Yeah. That's what I'm going with. I'm just writing in people.
Speaking of funny names, I'll never forget... When I was in like kindergarten, we did it was Bush and Dukakis, and we did a fake election, and I thought Dukakis was the funniest word I had ever heard. I was like, "This man has my vote." Dukakis. I still think
it's a great word. Frankly, it's got all the good syllables. It's just long enough.
Yeah,
and it's like
I think
it's
not we know Bush. To blame Tess for Bush. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks a lot, Tess.
Sorry. Dukakis also sounds like a Portuguese swear word. Like,
you do a spit when you say it.
Yeah. I love that.
So Heather, give us the Heather Shaw story.
Ooh. Marquee. Well, I was raised matinee. Gay. gay. Been all over. I started comedy in Orlando. I don't know, Brandy, did you ever do the Orlando Comedy Fest? Do you remember that?
Maybe you weren't there.
You were at the fest, maybe?
I know you from Fest.
Yeah,
I know you from Fest. I was supposed to do Orlando Comedy Festival 1 year, and then I had like a thing that I had to drop out of it, but it seemed like a blast every time.
It was a fun scene there,
it seemed like.
Yeah, it's just so entirely hard to do a festival. I don't know how anybody does it. I was like, I'm never doing
this
again.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Goodbye. Yeah, the stress. I
thought about doing one at my work because we have a few event venues. And, you know, just because, like, I'm a planner who does parties and whatever. And then I was like, what am I doing? Why would I do this in a million years?
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know why anybody. It's so much work.
So many people mad at you for not getting into it. That would be awful.
To sift through all of the submission tapes. Not to say, like, oh, I'm, you know, looking at. But it's just, it's brutal. It's like, you get good tapes and then there's, you know, just like somebody filming themselves in their living room. You're like, what are we doing?
Yeah. Dude, I just did this festival that they were like, we had 700 submissions. You guys are the top 24. And then I looked around and I was like, well, this doesn't speak to our talent necessarily. This might speak to how many bad comics there are.
This is just...
I can only think of Daniel Songer, the backyard comedian, which if you haven't seen him, look him up. He's a man who stands in his backyard and yells jokes at his camera. And the beginning of every set is him off screen going... This is Daniel Songer, set number 152. And he comes out and
Is he in on the joke?
I don't think so. I don't know. But there is one where he cuts out the butt cheeks of his jeans and
like, well, he could have tried that at an open mic.
And he goes like, Mikey likes it. So I don't know if he's
I gotta book this guy. Yeah. I gotta get this guy to be my opener.
Oh my gosh. Say, like, I used to read scripts for a screenwriting competition for a job. Mm. And that was like, I mean, I would, some weeks I would read like 40 scripts. And on one hand, I will say this to like creative people, like, if you're good, you do stand out. Like, I think there's this idea that, like, oh, like, it's such a tough, like, fucking hustle because there's so many people out there. But it's like, most people suck so bad that, like, when I came across a good script, I would just delight in it. I would just feel in it.
Also, couldn't you tell within the first, like, five pages?
Yep.
It's kind of like the first couple minutes of a set. You can be like, okay. You know what I mean? You don't have to watch the whole thing.
1,000%
You can kind of tell, right?
Yeah. But then, so like, on the other hand of it, like, there is, like, a fatigue that sets in. Like, if you're I do think it's kind of unfair. Like, if you're submitting to something like that, like, there's a really big difference. People are human. Like, there's a difference between how you're going to read script one versus script five in the same day.
True. Yeah. That's true.
So, also,
that's like even a good comedy show where everyone's good. Yes. By the end, you're like, I'm so tired.
Yes.
I can't laugh anymore.
Yeah. The worst shows are like in Austin, they do a lot of shows where it would be like Red Band would do a show where he'd have like 20 comics on, and they're good comics, but like, it's a 3-hour show.
Too much.
Where it's just like, even the audience is starting to feel a little, you know.
Yeah.
It's like 1 a.m.
I can't.
Yeah. I was just up in Santa Cruz and like at the comedy festival, which was really fun, but like the last show of the night, it had been like two shows that went back to back, and most of the audience had stayed for both shows. So I was like the last comic of the night. I go up at 11 p.m. on Saturday after their festival was. Saturday to Saturday. So it's the very last set of the entire festival. And the comic before me, I was watching the audience fall asleep, and I got up and I was, and she was trying crowd work. She was trying, and I got up and I was like, how about I just tell you guys some delightful stories and you can laugh or not? And we just have a nice, we'll just have a nice 20 minutes and there'll be no pressure on you and we'll just have fun. And I'm not gonna kill, and that's fine. And they were just nodding and really enjoying themselves, but just like, thanks for like not needing us to.
You were just giving them a lullaby set.
Yeah, like I can do a TED talk if you like that. That'd
be exactly.
I'll borrow someone else's TED talk. Let's do a reenact.
Yeah.
You guys want to? I can just Google some enemies. How about that?
Yeah.
That's my thing. I mean, this is my thing with everything. Why does no one get that? No one wants to sit anywhere longer than 90 minutes.
90 minutes. Yeah. That's what I say too. That's 90 minutes in and out. Yeah. 2 hours is too long.
Period. Yeah.
Even I mean, like, every movie now is like 3 hours.
Every
like,
movie is three fucking hours.
Nightmare.
I have to pee.
I have to stretch. I get just fatigued. It's like I can't.
Yeah.
I wouldn't watch fucking Bob Dylan talk for. I mean, I probably watch him talk for 30 seconds. But I mean, you know, like,
Where is Bob Dylan? Well,
I just think I would like to see him. But that's people are not mindful of it, and that's like my
90 minutes is perfect.
90 minutes. So many show producers are like, yeah, you guys do however long you want. There's 20 of you. Everyone do half an hour.
No.
Don't do that to anybody. Sure, leave them wanting more.
Yeah.
That's what I say.
Does it just depend on the LA shows there? Like for length, is it pretty like people get it? Or is it just depend on the
for
show?
For the most part, yeah. I think like at least in the shows that I do, it's 90 minutes. They get it. They know you know.
There used to
like
be some
seven or eight comics
offenders,
or something. It's like a
seven
showcase.
Or eight. Perfect. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Perfect amount.
Yeah. I think there were some, we were all thinking of the same show. And
when we were coming out.
I mean, not all of them.
We'll tell you off mic. But
there was a long one.
There
used to be one.
And it was a big one.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
The headliners would drop in, and I hosted it a lot. I remember one time, like, this big headliner came in and he wanted to go up second, and then he did 45 minutes, and then
Dude,
I
scored
16 comics in the lineup.
Dude,
after him.
That's so dick. That's like such bro. A dick move.
Like I made the audience do like a seventh comic stretch. I was like, everyone stand up. We're just gonna
seriously.
That's good. So yeah,
we got a lot more.
You gotta do that.
Coming at ya. Yeah.
That's brutal.
So Heather, Orlando. We got
so
that.
Yeah, I did. Yep, that's it. That's the story.
That's it.
It started in Orlando. I think I was there for like 5 or 6 years doing comedy. Mm-hmm. And then I went to Austin. But I got on TikTok in between then.
Yeah.
Okay. And convinced
so
TikTok
how long have you
that
been
I was
on TikTok.
Oh God. 2020 in the fall. So like 3 weeks and, 3 years.
And how long were you making stuff before you felt it kind of like popping?
It was immediate because I just wanted to convince TikTok that I was Jim Carrey's daughter. And it worked really well. Like that's I just amazing. Got on there like, I'm looking for my dad. You know, yeah. Like real quick I said that and posted it and they took it really seriously. Cause TikTok's like, you know, it's either children yeah. or just not, they're just not this, they're very yeah. gullible.
It's okay. A lot of people thinking yeah. you're going to solve a true crime mystery okay. in the comments.
Yes. So. A lot of detectives. Absolutely. A lot of detectives.
And they were like, we're on the case.
Yeah. And tagging like Jim Carrey accounts that aren't real on TikTok that have like, yeah. you know, all of that. And I did that for like a couple videos, but people started to really believe it. So I was like, I got to walk this back. You know, I'm going to get sued. So
I had to be like, just kidding. Saying you're someone's daughter?
I don't know. I can just imagine being like, shut the fuck up. You know, like coming at yeah. me like cease and desist, bitch.
yeah. He like so, comes down from the cloud that he's meditating yeah. on. And he's like, I have another daughter.
yeah. Or, and then it was a lot of comments just like, you're lying. This lady's a false head. Like it's not real. There's a real daughter. This is a, you know, people that took it very seriously. So I had to be like, just fucking kidding. I am also a comedian. Sorry.
Yeah.
You know,
this was a bit.
That's amazing. Yeah. I love that though.
Yeah. I remember yeah. when you posted on Instagram and I was just like, oh shit, blowing up.
yeah.
To watch it happen in real time was really,
I know.
It was wild. I was like, oh boy, hold on.
yeah. So yeah. It was weird. I didn't expect that. I thought I would just be.
Is this something people always pointed out to you? Like, when did you figure out that you looked like Jim Carrey's daughter?
Yeah, when I was a kid. Because okay. I could just do Ace Ventura. Like, I was a kid when Ace Ventura came out. I think it was like 8 or 9.
Oh, what you know? A so, blessing.
I know. I had the, like, younger. Yeah.
Yeah. Did that so mean you were popular? Just walk
was it?
No, it was like my babysitters and stuff. I wasn't walking around doing it all the time. But, okay. like, I think a babysitter found out I could do it. And I was like, oh, fuck. Because then I would just have to do it all the time, which is fine. You know, it's better than getting. A lot of people got bullied by the babysitter. So I just feel like I got off easy. Just doing impressions. Yeah. But I would hear it and like I wouldn't do impressions my whole life. Like I just, that's not me. But I would hear it when I started comedy. I'd hear it coming off the stage every show. It'd be like, you look like, I just never put it in my act because I was like, I'm not an impressionist and I don't know what to.
Yeah.
It just felt hokey.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only impression I can do because I have his face. It's not like I sat in front of the mirror and was like, going to get the Jim Carrey impression. Like I literally just have his face. Yeah, I can't do any other impressions.
It's not just the face, though. Like, even how you just said it was very Jim Carrey. Like, when you leave.
Yeah, like that quick. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. It's, yeah. It's just, I don't know. It just comes like, you know, I stole his face. but I can't do any other impressions. So some people are like, oh, you're that impressionist. And I'm like, I literally was just born with the face, man.
I think it's great, though, because, like, you took a thing that, you know, you were like, oh, this is like, I look like his daughter. And you use that to your advantage to be like, I'm going to use this to, like, get my name out there. Yeah. And then like now you get to, you know, show everyone your comedy. So I feel like it's a really good example of like something that maybe you would have been like hiding from or be like, oh, this isn't, you know, I don't want to embrace this. And then you just did it and you're like, fuck it. It's amazing.
Thank you. Yeah. Cause when I first started stand up, I did not that I was annoyed by it. I was just like, I don't want to be like that kind of comedian.
Right.
Like, this one is, you know, Jim Carrey, you know, queefing, you know, I didn't want to do any of that. So.
Yeah.
I think that's just him at any moment.
He's very talented. So
I mean, he probably is.
He probably could queef.
He probably could on demand.
A dick queef. Can dicks queef?
Yeah.
I think so. I think his can.
I don't know.
If his ass can talk, I think his dick can queef.
Yes.
We are going to go have a convo with our butt cheeks, and we will be right back.
We'll be right back.
everybody. Welcome back to Lady. I'm Brandy.
I'm Babs.
I'm Tess.
And I'm Heather.
Yeah. And we're going to ask you some stupid questions with our game. That's so random.
Abe Lincoln's my dad.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so random.
Right?
Oh my God.
I didn't make it up.
Oh my God. I can't. It's just like, that's so random.
So random.
So freaking random.
It really honestly is.
That's so random. What you're telling me right now is so random.
I can't even.
That's a random.
My God.
Random.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. Heather, what is your favorite topic to talk about?
Ooh. Oh, God. I don't know. Vegan food? No, that's gay.
Are you random? I mean, are you random? Are you random, Heather? Are you vegan?
I'm random. I'm so random.
So random.
Yeah. What if I wasn't vegan and I just like talking about veganism? No, I am vegan.
Then you would be the worst kind of person because you'd be the person who is being like...
The person who preaches while eating steak.
Yeah.
Yeah, or music.
That's
like,
good. How
like
long
Fiona
have you been
Apple
vegan?
I don't know.
Wow,
five
even
years?
Your music taste is vegan.
That is the most vegan artist. Congratulations.
Vegan.
Her name is Apple.
Oh, yeah.
That's great. It's so true. Oh, my God. That's perfect.
Yeah, I'm veg, Heather, and, like, I'm vegan-ish. And my algo has gone, like, because I think I got it whittled down to, like, mostly just, like, dogs and shit. But then, like, it's like, oh, you're vegan? Mm. And so now I'm, like, my algo's giving me, like, a lot of vegan stuff.
I don't want to see, like, distraught animals. And that's all that veganism show. I'm like, exactly. I'm not a preachy vegan. I'm just like, just let me eat what I want to eat. And
well, the
keep
thing
your
is, like,
suffering animals
the,
away.
The other people should be saying that, not you guys.
I know. I'm like, you're preaching. It's an echo chamber.
Right.
Like, I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. Whenever another vegetarian is like, you have to watch this documentary, I'm like, no, I don't.
I don't.
That's why
I
don't.
You're like, I'm already
converted.
Doing the thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been converted. I'm good.
Yeah.
I wish there's a way you could like check on the algorithm. Like, I already believe this. I already like this. I already bought this. I bought it. Stop showing it to me.
Yeah.
You already won. We're done.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just talking about vegan products and stuff. Mm-hmm. My friend Jessica, friend of the show, she's been working in the like vegan food industry forever, and she's been vegan for a long time. And so it's just like always funny when she... You know, it's come so far. Obviously, there's so much more now.
That's crazy.
And she'll like post like an old vegan product that's like old dusty cookies that used to be her only option.
Oh,
she's
my
like,
God.
Remember these?
Like, it's just like a cracker.
Yeah. Oh my God. She's like, oh, it's come a long way.
Y'all, I know. I could not. Yeah.
I stopped eating meat in 1990.
Oh, dang.
I was really young when I stopped eating. No, I guess 1991 or 92. But like, my whole childhood, because like my parents ate meat, so I was just like a sole vegetarian and like a meat eating.
Yeah, what were you doing? Salads?
Fucking, do you remember those Garden burgers that were literally cardboard? That was ate those 5 nights a week, and people were like, people thought you loved them. They'd be like, oh, don't worry, we got you Garden burgers.
Like,
oh,
this
we
is
have
my
garden
only option. Yeah. I know, I couldn't be vegan in the '80s. What the hell was that?
Oh
what
my
was
God.
80s veganism, like salads and water.
Yeah, grapefruit.
It had to have been like lettuce. Yeah, grapefruit.
I guess Coke.
Cocaine.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Literally. Yeah, it's so easy now. It's so easy. Like spoiled.
I love it.
Yeah.
Also, thank you for reminding me about that Fiona Apple album because that was a banger that she released.
Oh, that is good.
Fiona.
It's so good.
I know.
So, so good. I love it.
What a
so
gut-wrenching, beautiful listen.
It makes me feel too many things. I have to be like, when can I listen to this?
I know.
Yeah.
I was gardening the first time I listened to it and I like broke down crying over a pile of
leaves. Oh, no. She would love to hear that, I'm sure.
I know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
She's like,
her ideal.
Mission accomplished.
Yeah. She's like, how big was the straw hat?
Yeah.
Picture.
Yeah. Seriously.
Okay, Heather. What is your go-to song to belt out in the shower?
You ought to know. It's just so fun. How can you not? Yeah. You can really just add in your own little accent, you know. The way she sings is insane, but it works.
Yes.
But you know, you can just sound like a goat in there. Just
what's
everyone,
what's the best lyric in You Ought to Know? Everyone say.
Would she go down on you in a theater?
Yes, in a theater. That's literally it. And then to think it's Uncle Joey she's talking about, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. Hilarious.
I'm so upset by that.
It's so funny to think of Uncle Joey getting his dick sucked in the theater. And in my mind, they're seeing Mighty Ducks for some reason.
Yeah, or some childish thing. Yeah.
Yeah, it feels like it.
It feels illegal.
I can only go to a G movie. I can only go to G-rated.
Yeah.
I have gotten drunk and sang that at karaoke by only using his name. And it is fun.
Oh,
he goes like, Dave Coulier.
Seriously. That's the best drunk karaoke song, I think.
It really is good.
Everyone, like, every woman just gets feral.
Yes.
And
yes. And every man in the room gets really uncomfortable and realizes they don't know us at all. It's so funny.
It's great. It's great.
Yeah.
It's the perfect song. Thank you, Alanis.
Yeah, thank you. You know what kind of scratches a similar itch to that song to me is the Four Non Blondes.
I just can't hit that song the same way. It's like so belty.
Yeah,
I feel like
one is just for me. Like, that's just a car, never in public. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I'll be in the chorus on that one. I think
with the rest of the folks. Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. Okay, Heather, what's the silliest you've ever felt?
Oh God. Every day. What do you mean? On stage, probably. I'm pretty silly on stage.
Are you an easy laugh?
What does that mean?
Like, do you laugh
Explain
easily?
Like I'm five. Yeah, I think so. I don't know. Maybe a little. I'm not like, I don't laugh at everybody, but I'm also just like, I'll just laugh to make you feel better. That's so I don't know.
Yeah.
What I mean?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
You guys, a couple months ago, I was walking away from an open mic, and like the mic was outside, so you could hear the people. And I was like two blocks away from my car, and I could still. But instinctively, I just went.
Yes. Yeah, my girlfriend says that. Yeah, she says I have a comedy laugh from it. Shows I'll watch sets, and I have a certain laugh, but it's because I want them to hear me.
Exactly. Yeah,
like unless it's like an atrocious weirdo comic guy.
Yeah. Totally.
Yeah. You know, but if it's just like a good show and whatever, I laugh this laugh because I want people to like, because some people are so tight. Audiences can be tight sometimes.
Exactly.
Totally.
Like, you know, it's a topic that you need to be the fire starter a little bit.
Yeah.
I can't help it. Yeah. I just laugh all the time. And like when people say that they watch TV and stuff and don't laugh by themselves, it like shocks me.
That's
I'm,
weird.
Like, always just like alone, like laughing at shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I know people who don't. Yeah.
That show, Pen 15, I remember that. That made me laugh so much.
God, so good.
Like, that's the last show that, like, I laughed out loud watching by myself.
Oh, my God.
So,
especially for, like, people our age, like, it just...
I know. It's, like, it's spot on. It's so weird.
Good. Yeah.
It's so good. Yeah.
I need to rewatch that one.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
That's great.
Okay, Heather, where is your happy place?
Happy place... Probably, God, that's so gay to say the stage. I'm not going to say that. That's too gay. And I'm gay.
Say it.
No, that's so gay. That's like, you know when comics take themselves so seriously when they answer questions?
Yeah.
And it's an art form. And you're like, shut up, you're a professional clown. Yeah. That's what I feel like. But other than that, probably hang out with my girlfriend.
Aww.
Anywhere. I love her. She's great.
Cute.
Stage,
how long have you guys been together?
Yeah.
Almost 2 years.
Nice. Aww. Is she civilian?
Which is like 7 in lesbian. What?
Is she civilian or comic?
No, God. I've never dated a comic. I don't know how anybody. No.
Good for you.
No. Well, and also you got to think about you. Yeah. Well, I know a lot of women that have dated male comics. I don't know a lot of women that have dated other women comics.
That's actually
because
true.
It's like there's such a small ratio of female comics in like Orlando. There was like one every year, you know?
Yeah.
And it was me. So. Yeah, I mean, Austin had more women, but I've never been attracted to comics in that way. And like, you have to be messed up if you're a comic, right? I assume every comic's a weirdo.
Yeah, pretty but much. I also like think on. Everyone's a weirdo. Like, I don't actually know.
Everyone's a weirdo.
Like, really? Like,
yeah,
definitely. Like, I feel like most, you know, most yoga teachers.
Yeah, it's
are
like you're either an artistic, a little bit narcissistic weirdo, or you're kind of like a boring weirdo.
Yes, right.
Like, Babs got me watching The Golden Bachelor, which I started last night. Babs, and
thank you.
There's a character on there who, in the opening episode, she gives the Golden Bachelor a calendar. Her name's April, and every month is her. It's April, so every month is April. And Babs, that's the therapist, right?
Yes.
Of course it's a therapist.
Of course
it's
a therapist. Therapist.
Yeah.
Of course a narcissistic girl is a therapist.
Did you get to the second episode?
Not yet.
By the way, okay. There was just something in the second episode that I was like, this is the most cringeworthy thing I've ever seen. I can't look away. If you don't know, The Golden Bachelor is, the guy's like, I don't know how old he is. Is it a 70?
95.
And all the women are 60s, 70s. Yeah.
Okay.
So a lot of them are widowers. Some are divorced, mm-hmm. but he's a widower. So, you know, it's just a different.
Is it uncomfortable, like when you see your older aunt and uncle kiss?
No, I like
it. Or is it like fun?
No, it's fun. It's not uncomfortable like that. It's just uncomfortable because everyone's very heartfelt and you're like, oh,
yeah.
It's just like there's everyone's no, just like, putting
media training. Yeah.
There's no games. They're not
they're
playing
just
a game.
Putting their lives on the line to like find love. They're like, I hope
left.
I can find love one last time. Yeah. And it's like, oh
like,
God.
In all, I'm being dead fucking serious when I say the beginning of The Golden Bachelor is to a T the same as the beginning of the movie Up.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's so good.
Like, you're crying.
I gotta watch this.
Yeah, you should watch it.
Oh, wow. I need to watch this. Are all the women, like, Botox to hell? Like, plastic surgery? Or are they, like, naturally?
Not everyone. Some people have it, right. Some don't. It's a
like
mix.
Kardashians.
It's a mix.
Yeah, okay. It's a good mix. Yeah, yeah. It's a good mix.
That's okay, good.
Everyone's hot.
I've seen the guy before. Yeah, they all. Hot. The guy's handsome.
Everyone looks great. Mm-hmm. I mean, really,
oh, I'm excited.
I think it portrays, like, septuagenarians in a pretty positive light. Like, they're having fun.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's definitely about kind of being like, you know, life isn't over. Like, let's, you know, continue to like enjoy ourselves and stuff. But it is like just very intense. So.
And he had to send, did he keep the calendar lady? Did he send her?
I think he has so far.
Yeah. Yeah. She's still there.
Buddy.
He's only gone through one round of like getting rid of people. So.
Yeah. Well, and also like the way The Bachelor works is like if you pull a stunt like that, like if you're an obvious narcissist, you're guaranteed 3 episodes.
Because they want you on the show.
Yeah.
They're like, you're good material. You have good content.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I truly don't know if they let you on the show if you don't drink. Seriously.
Oh, no way.
No, there's no way.
I think some of those women don't, though, because I think some of them were like, no, I don't drink. So on that one, I feel like they have to because people are older.
Their heart medication medicine.
Right, right. Yeah.
There's definitely a PA that's in charge of so many pills. That's just
God, the pill wranglers.
Like Starbucks orders, just like please mix these up.
Oh gosh,
oh,
the Vagisil count. Yeah, that's great. I gotta watch that. I want to watch that because I'm not interested in the other Bachelors or Bachelorettes, but this one seems
it's a good
endearing.
It's a good.
It's compelling. It's and it has just the trashy sauce that makes regular Batch a good watch, but like enough humanity to like make it watchable if you're averse to that level of manipulation that regular Bachelor.
right.
And I would doubt that women are going on like for the career of working towards being the Bachelor.
Exactly. Yeah. It's not like, I'm doing this for Instagram followers or whatever.
Yeah, right. Like, want love.
Yeah.
Right. Like Love Island.
Please.
Love Island is literally just a show where it's like, oh, and now I'm going to have 1 million followers on Instagram and sell shit.
Dude, those people are so
product.
Drunk. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
They're all just drinking.
But honestly, like if you're that big of an alcoholic, like just like I feel like if you have a rage problem, like cool, go to the NFL, you know? And like if you're that.
Right.
If you know,
get yourself off the street.
Yeah. Like, you know, if
that's
your
true.
Thing is I'm a saucy alcoholic with a fun personality, go on The Bachelor. That's a good place.
Yeah.
You're going to be protected in an insular space.
We will raise you up.
Yeah.
A little hockey. Yeah. That's true. That's so true.
Instead of rehab.
Yeah. We don't think you need. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah. At least they take your phone away.
Oh, do they?
Thank God. Yeah. That is your only life, is this person that you're supposed to talk about. You don't know what time of day it is.
I'm just like also waiting for like 5 to 10 years from now when they like revive Flavor of Love. Because I know he's gonna run out of money. And he's gonna come back. I need that.
Yes. That era needs to return.
That was the Surreal House, like all of that.
Yes. Oh my God. I was obsessed with that show.
Me too.
Well, Celebrity Reality felt like they knew what they were getting into and they like knew how to be entertaining in a different way. And like their narcissism was already had already been like cured correctly. It had been, it had been aged.
That's very true.
You know?
Yeah.
The mixes on that show are really phenomenal.
God. So good.
Yeah. Well, I do think that reality is its own like art form, truly. Like it's not something everyone
is
good at. So I think when you get those like quirky celebrities, like they kind of already have like the skill set you need to be a good person. Like, for example, The Beverly Hills Housewives, they're the most, like, media, they're the most reality TV savvy because some of them are actors or soap opera
true,
actors and stuff
true.
Like that.
Yeah.
I think when you, yeah. Yeah. when you have someone that
they
has
get the camera.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, there's a really fun, I just rewatched The Comeback on HBO with Lisa Kudrow.
Oh, I need to see that.
One of the best shows of all time. It's insane. Yeah. And the first season is like early 2000s. The second season's 10 years later. So like it's there's only two seasons 10 years apart. So it's a really interesting look at like this woman's career. But in the middle, apparently she the character is going to be a housewife. And there's a scene between her filming Housewives with Lisa Vanderpump. And she's like, she doesn't get it. She doesn't understand what reality is. So she's like, you're trying to make me look bad. This is making me look bad. And she's just like, gets mad. And then she's trying to make her own reality show. Cause she fucking realizes. And she comes up to Andy Cohen and she's like, I just want to let you know, I get it now. She's like, I was taking myself too seriously, and it's a character, and I get it.
Yeah.
It was just like, oh, yeah. It was just really funny to be like, oh, right. Like,
yeah.
You lean in because you're like, I know. I'm just kind of like playing up. I know how to like play to the camera and make this entertaining.
Yeah. Yeah. All the tame housewives never got aired. Like airplane, you know?
No. Never got, although we had a real like, snooze fest from last season. I'll tell you that right now.
Which one?
I don't want to say that, Mike.
Oh, right. Well, it's like, just kidding.
Like, it speaks to the brilliance of Tiffany Pollard, a.k.a. New York.
Yes.
Because New York. She's a pioneer in that space. Because, I mean, those shows are, what, 15 years old at this point?
Yes. Like,
I mean, she really, I don't remember.
She's still in a sound on TikTok.
They're still in standard format. If you watch them on TV, they're in the box. Oh, they're not in even.
Wow. Yeah, not in HD. I remember being like, and then she got her own spinoff and her mom was famous because of it. I just was
She is impressed. Like, a pioneer.
Yeah. She was great.
Thank God we talked about her today.
Thank God. Today's really looking up. I'm going to be honest.
Yeah. Exactly. Okay, we're gonna take another quick break. We'll be back in a second, everybody. Everybody, we're back on Lady to Lady. I'm Babs.
I'm Brandy.
I'm Tess.
And I'm Heather.
And Heather, are you excited to give some advice with us?
Oh my, so excited. I'm the advice queen.
Hell yeah.
Good. Yeah, this is the place to come for, we obviously know everything. We are never wrong. And we give perfect advice. So that's what our segment entails. Lady problems. If you have a lady problem, send them to us. You can give us a phone call, 323-6-BUT-30, or email us, ladytoladycomedy@gmail.com.
Lady problems. Lady problems. Lady problems, do you have them? Lady problems, do you have them? People have them.
Hi, ladies. My question is about how do you make time for your friends that you want to see, but you're also very busy and want to keep your schedule open for what you may feel like doing at the time? So a little backstory, I just started a new job. I work 4 10-hour days in healthcare, and I'm often pretty tired on those days. So I have my weekends open, and I have a lot of friends that I'd like to see and make plans with, but sometimes I don't want to pencil myself in with too many plans because I'm not sure how I'll be feeling and what I'll be wanting to do on my off days. But since this is a new job, it's kind of a schedule change, and I'm struggling with how to respond to my friends and let them know that I do want to see them. I just don't want to make concrete plans. If you have any advice on this, that would be really awesome. I've had some friends be really understanding, and other ones I'm just hoping that they don't think I'm avoiding them. So I always appreciate hearing your advice to everyone else, and I wonder if you could help me. Thanks, ladies.
Yeah. I mean, I think I think as you get older, it just is harder to like make that shit happen. Also, you know, your work hours change, and just like we're tired more. Like, you don't know how you're going to feel day to day. Like, some days I wake up and I'm like, fuck yeah. And other days I'm like, all right, I don't want to see a human being. I just want to, like, lay here and do nothing. So I think it's about, like, what I do with friends is we make tentative plans, and then, like, the day before, day of, we just check in and make sure we still want to do it. And, like, that's kind of how it goes, you know?
Bring your friends to work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you can go up there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And maybe she needs more flaky friends. I'll tell you this.
Yes.
I love when I find out someone's flaky.
Yes.
Exactly.
Oh, I love it.
It's the best.
It's the best.
Yeah. She needs more people of her ilk, because you need those people that are going to be, like, stoked when you cancel plans.
Yeah. That's
the best. When you're giving them a snow day, that's the best feeling. Mm-hmm. When you're like, all of a sudden, you're like, oh shit, I got nothing. So don't feel bad at all canceling. I mean, people love that shit.
Yeah.
You don't need to find flaky friends. That's a good one.
Yeah. I don't know how, because, like, due to the flakiness, it's going to be hard to pin them down. But
yeah. I mean, I will say, I do have some flaky friends that, like, I got, like, a 3-strike rule. And once you've, like, flaked on me 3 times, now the ball is completely in your court.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Like, you might.
Yeah, you can't do it too many times.
Yeah. So I think it's like, you know, if you know, like, you kind of need to be the one that's proactive then at that point to be like, hey,
that's
tomorrow.
Fair. Yeah.
Tomorrow, are you down for this or something?
Totally. You know? Yes. I agree.
You know,
completely.
I think then the onus comes on you if you are the flake to try to rectify said flake.
Yeah.
You know?
And, like, I don't know. I think I'm maybe probably a little bit more on the opposite end of the spectrum. Like, I like having plans, and, like, I try to, if I have a plan, I really try to keep it. And I kind of try to do, like, the way I structure my days off now is I kind of do, like, one for me, one for them. Like, I don't, when I was younger, I probably would book things on, like, both nights of a weekend. Whereas now I'm like, I know that. I'd like to have, like, one night to do nothing. But once I've built that in, like, even if I'm not feeling like going to that birthday party or that dinner, I really do try to make myself go. And, like, almost always I'm glad I went. So I think there is also an element of, like, build in that time for yourself. But, like, sometimes just, like, push past that discomfort or that inertia and, like, get yourself out of the house and do the thing.
Yeah.
1,000%. Yeah. Yeah. Because you need that, especially if you're in a new job and, you know, you need to, like, be interacting with your friends and seeing them. Mm-hmm. But I totally get the, like, just being like, I'm too fucking tired. And you're in a transition period, too. I would try not to be too hard on yourself, because it's going to take you a minute to get used to the new schedule and the new, you know, the new way of life. So you will figure it out. If you want to figure it out, you will. So I wouldn't, like, worry too much about that. And, like, yeah, like I said, I mean, I make, you know, me and Robin, for example, we're always like, oh, like, making a plan and then being like, oh shit, I can't do it. And, like, but it's okay. You know, we do hang out. Like, we just know that each other changes how we feel about whatever, about, you know.
You guys are on the same flake level. That's good.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Right.
Yeah. And I think it's also good to be honest. You don't need to make up a whole story about something. Yeah. You know what I mean? Just be like, look, shit, I'm actually too tired today. I love you, but can we please reschedule? You don't have to be, like, falling over yourself about it. Just be honest, you know?
Yeah. You know what else I like to do is, like, sounds like you're pretty busy, and, like, I love running errands with friends, and I love, like, hiking with friends.
Fun.
So, like, can you do that? Because, like, that's, like, actually, like, pretty good hang time, because you're, like, in the car the whole time, and you guys can, like, stop and get coffees and, like, lunch and whatever. And, like, if you're feeling overwhelmed, like, maybe something that you were going to be doing anyway, see if one of your buddies can join you.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Come with me to the DMV.
I love taking friends to the DMV.
We've gone to the DMV together.
You need somebody there. It's so boring.
Exactly.
You really do.
Yeah.
Makes things infinitely better just to have somebody to be like, do you see that guy?
Just people. Yes. The people watching alone.
Yes.
I'll just go to the DMV without an appointment. Just people watching.
I just sit in the corner with my notebook and a coffee. And I'm just like taking some sketches of humanity.
Yeah. That's great.
But yeah, I think that's it. You're still in, like, a transitioning period, and, like, you know.
Find a flake. Find a good flake.
Yeah.
Yeah. Find some good flakes.
You know, I wish there was, like, a Tinder for, like, flaky people.
Called Flake.
Yeah.
But not even called, for friends. It's called Facebook Marketplace. All you have to do is be trying to sell something and have 10 people say they're going to come buy it, and then no one ever shows up. That's
so true. Oh, my God.
I got a curtain rod, and that's been the bane of my existence. I've had like five like selling different
or buying?
Selling. I've had like five different guys go back and forth with me and then be like, Tuesday.
What's the dimension?
Yeah, Wednesday. Can you send me another photo? And I'm like, I just.
Dude, it's a fucking curtain.
Right.
Buy it or don't. I don't want to put it in the garbage. Like,
yeah.
Please.
Yeah,
Facebook it's so Marketplace weird. And OfferUp is terrible for like impulse shoppers because I am an impulse shopper. So I'll look at it and be like, I'll excite and I'll message them and then I'll be like, oh, I don't need that thing. You know, so if it was on a website, happening. I might have just bought it. But since it's not, you're like, oh, never
that
mind.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Okay, so like when the reality sets in, like I need to drive somewhere.
Yeah,
okay, exactly. Okay. You're like, oh, there's a buffer between me and this, and it means coming there and talking to a stranger and giving, exchanging. It's like, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I try not to do it too much. I haven't done it a ton, but I definitely done it like
that makes
a
sense,
few times,
though.
You know? Yeah. But yeah, I think, and it sounds like her friends understand. And like you said, she's like, I hope the other ones don't judge me, but it's like,
just tell them this, honestly.
Yeah.
Just I'm a healthcare worker and I have a new job. And
I am a hero and I am tired.
Exactly.
Yeah. Where's the pots and pans, man?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. Like, yeah, bring those back, please.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm missing brunch. I see.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. People get it. That's fine. You know, just be active in the group chats or whatever. If you can't, like, I think, I feel like I'm connected to more people that I see so like irregularly because I see them online and stuff a lot too. Mm. Like I do love Instagram because I feel like I see what my friends are up to and then I'm like, I can like comment on their shit or whatever. And then it's like, I'll text them or whatever. But then it's like, I might see them three times a year tops or something like that.
Right.
And like, I don't know. There's other ways to stay in touch and keep that connection going, even if you're not hanging out in person all the time.
Totally. Yeah, and you know what else I think is good is like, if you are kind of like stressed, it sounds like you probably have like a lot of friends, which good job. But if you're going to have to choose these hangouts judiciously, like maybe make sure that like, or try to choose the ones that are going to be like, that friend's going to be like so stoked that you're there. Like, you know, if their birthday or like if they have, like, I guess not everyone has friends at book release parties, but like, you know what I mean? Like if you... or if it's a gala, or if they're becoming president of the United States, like be there.
Yes.
No, that makes sense because I think that there are some events that it's like I'm definitely like that. I'm going to be there. Like you make sure that you are there for that. And also I don't know if the caller has kids or not. You know, but my friends with kids, I like really am like, I get it. Shit changes on a dime. You don't know how your fucking kid's gonna feel. But like you should also feel like we should all be able to change, you know what I mean? Like life happens, shit changes. So I think that everyone should be given like the benefit of the doubt where it's just like, okay, maybe I don't have a sick kid, you know, throwing up, but I still can't.
Sometimes
fucking make
you
it.
Are
sorry.
The sick kid.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I'm raising myself. Okay.
Yeah.
Sometimes she's a little cranky.
She just doesn't want to see anyone today.
No, it's not the day for it.
Okay, should we do one more?
Let's do one more, please.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hey, ladies. My lady problem is about air travel. I'm going on my honeymoon in a couple of weeks. We're going to Japan. It's a friggin' dream vacation that I just really feel like I've poured my heart and time and energy into planning. Gonna be so much fun. We're both super excited, but this is like the longest flight that I have ever taken. Like I've flown a lot before, not a lot, but like I've flown enough. But this is like 13 hours on a plane, like plus a connecting flight for a couple hours. Anyway, it's a lot of time in a plane shooting across the Atlantic Ocean. Nope, the Pacific Ocean. And I don't think I'm going to get like scared, but I just feel like I might get restless, on the flight. So I'm just wondering what advice you have to spend like 14 hours on a plane without having a mental breakdown and losing your mind. I would really love that. Any advice is helpful. Thank you so much, ladies. I love you. Bye.
Xanax.
Xanax.
Yes.
First things first, you must sedate yourself if at all possible.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm out.
As long as possible.
Put me down.
Pick your poison, get your Xanax, get your ZQL, get your whatever the fuck, knock yourself out. That is the
best. That's a long flight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to definitely need to try to sleep most of that off.
Yeah.
That's gosh.
Sleeping.
Edibles. Whatever.
Stay up
Freak
as
out
much
on the
as
plane.
You can before.
Oh, yeah. Stay up super late.
Stay up
right
super
before.
Late. Yeah. I will. I don't have a 24-hour gym membership anymore, but like I used to, like when I had an early flight, I would go work out before.
That's
a good idea.
Like I like to get that out. And then I can actually right now teach you a couple yoga poses you can do in your chair.
What?
Do your hands in prayer pose and then hook like your left elbow over your right thigh and do a twist and then switch sides. That will release your lower back.
Nice.
And then I will also do one. I have to walk the aisle. And then if you crisscross, you can do the one where like you stand in the aisle and crisscross like your right ankle over your left ankle and bend down and touch your toes. You can do those. I'll do shit like that the whole flight because I have like restless test syndrome. Like I can't. I feel this collar. It's awful.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what else I like is you guys know I like the Sleep With Me podcast.
Yeah.
Listen to that.
Yeah.
Definitely download, pre-download a bunch of stuff in case Wi-Fi is weird.
Yeah.
Stock up your phone with it's a long flight, so they'll probably have a movie thing you can watch, but just stock up some favorites. Sleep With Me podcast, like things that are comforting to you. A book
Joe
you want to listen
great.
To.
Joe Para.
Oh, yeah. Joe Para.
MC, I'll listen to him and be like,
wait, what's Joe Para? Is he sleepy?
His voice is. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
he's
great.
Very calming, comforting.
He's very calming. He sounds like an old man. Yeah,
he's
great.
Podcast?
He's a comedian.
He's a comedian.
He's got
stand-up.
Joe Para Talks With You.
I'll just find clips when I'm in his sleep and listen to him. And I'm like,
it's got a good voice for that.
He's got a great voice for it.
Make sure you've got chargers and you've got backup chargers. And I don't know, you can probably plug in on the plane, but just in case, have a little bank ready to go with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like seriously, if you don't have, you know, Ativan or Xanax or something, my boyfriend, not a good flyer, always been bad. Like he finally got some Ativan and it's a game changer. You know what
really?
I mean? Like,
what is that?
It's basically Xanax. It's like it's anti-anxiety. But it's not like you take it every day. It's just for when you need it.
So
he does it on flight days and it's been like night and day. Like his anxiety is so much better. And it's, you know, I think it's one of those things where you try to fight against like, I don't want to take something. But it's like at some point you might need to and it's just going to make your life better.
Yeah.
It's unnatural for us to be in a windy bucket in the sky for that long.
I know. It's so long.
Yeah. For any amount of time, actually. It's hard to be
snacks.
Like,
I don't know.
Like, just try not to think about what a plane is.
No. You have to disassociate. I'm definitely good at that. And like, we talked about this before, but you've got to just put your brain like somewhere else when you're on a plane and like not.
No. You know what the other thing is? This is maybe like nuts, but don't sit down at the airport. I don't sit down.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, really?
I hate standing up. I walk around as much as I can. The Denver airport has a walking path that you can do, and I'll do like 2 miles on that. Like,
you're like, I'm going to be sitting for hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, even if you're feeling like you want to sit down, don't sit down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point. Yeah.
Do anything you can to make yourself sleepy, make yourself comfortable.
Yeah. Sleeping.
Try to, if you need to take some NyQuil, whatever, knock yourself out for at least 10 hours of this motherfucker.
I know. And then you only have 4 awake. You're good.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's good.
Yeah.
It's a long flight.
I think we all agree you need to be asleep, though.
Yeah. Knock yourself out as much as possible. I mean, obviously, if you've ever seen, I have a real sleeping situation. I have like a neck pillow that attaches to the back. I put on sunglasses. I have like a mask. I put my beanie down over
my head
across
the
body.
Let's post a
photo.
A dial. Yeah, but we need like a diagram of
what's going on there.
Yeah, I'm not on the planet. We're in the solar system.
And this is for like a 1 hour flight.
Yes. Literally for like, any amount of time on a plane, I'm just going deep. I'm going deep inside.
I get it.
We're just going for a while. Yeah.
It makes
sense. Great. Frankly, I love it.
You travel a lot. Heather, do you have any like, you know?
No, go-tos? But lately my flights haven't been more than like 3 hours. I haven't been going anywhere that's like, but I don't ever want to go to Australia because I don't want to do that flight. I'll just look at YouTube, you know?
I know. I want to go so bad, but it was a crazy flight.
I know.
Yeah.
Also like.
But I'll just do movies and read.
Mm-hmm. Correct me if I'm wrong, but Have flights stayed the same length our whole lives?
I think so, right?
Think, like, it's have always we been... not?
Except for the Concorde at some point. But...
yeah, they seem.
Like, cross-country is still going to be five, 6 hours. Yeah.
Like, how have we not figured out a way to kick that up a notch?
Insane. I know.
Yeah.
I don't know. That'd be nice. That'd be nice to get speeded up.
Exactly. I feel like the rich people have and they're not telling us about it.
They definitely have faster ones.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the airlines wouldn't do anything to make the experience more pleasant.
No.
So.
No.
They are like actively trying to make it awful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No nonstop flights. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's bad. Ugh. Oh, if you have a slipper to change into or
nice.
Like a nightie?
Yeah. Well, no. Yeah, like your feet. Yeah. Change into a little.
Do you have lingerie?
Yeah. Just like a negligee for the flights.
No, like feet wear. You're talking like actual slippers. Yeah.
Yeah. Slips for your shoes. Because I feel
smart.
Like.
That is smart.
I hate. I'm not barefoot on the plane, but I am barefoot in my house constantly. I hate wearing shoes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, I hate being. And if I was on a super long flight, that's something that I would want to have.
You feel confined.
Yeah, or I think at least some really comfy socks and you can
something to let your feet kind of open up a little bit.
Yeah. I fly in Uggs quite a bit, which is basically socks.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Just there are shoes that are basically slippers.
I remember when I was a kid, my mom being like, "You have to dress up for the flight."
That was a thing. That was a thing.
Yeah.
No, like people used to wear
like smoke down the plane.
Yeah, they were just wearing girdles and smoking cigarettes.
I mean, they looked amazing, but I don't need to do that.
No. Now it's like, no, I'm wearing sweatpants.
It's like, are these, is this considered clothing at all?
This is a bus in the sky. I'm not dressing up.
You got this. Obviously, listen to lots of Lady to Lady. Let us soothe you into
plenty of episodes.
And also, have the best time. That sounds amazing.
Yeah, that's
fun. It's going to be
Japan
amazing.
Be
holy
awesome.
Shit.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I want to go so bad. Send us photos. We want to see.
Yeah, because all three of us have, what are they called?
Astrocartography
lines? Astrocartography lines that go through Tokyo.
We had a woman that's an astrocartographer on recently.
Oh,
she puts your birth chart into like the longitude latitude lines, and where it lines up is like places that resonate with you.
Yeah,
it was kind of surprising certain random places that it was like, oh, weird. Yeah, that does mean something to me.
Yeah.
How bummed would you be if you got like Gary, Indiana?
Gary, Indiana.
Yeah,
sorry.
That's cool. Tokyo is cool.
Yeah. Exactly.
Tokyo is awesome.
Yeah, we're prepping for our Tokyo tour.
Yeah, so
let
us know. Give us recommendations because our souls need us to go there.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God, Heather, this has been so much fun.
So much fun. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, dude. So good to see you.
Little ladies to ladies.
Yeah.
Are you doing Fest, Brady?
Uh-huh. Yeah. I'll be there this
awesome.
Year.
That's awesome.
You haven't been in there in a minute, right?
No, I haven't been there, I think, in a couple years now. But maybe I'll go back next year. It'll be awesome. Should be fun.
Yeah, it's fun. I mean, it's like my favorite fucking weekend.
I know. So. It's so fun. I hope you have the best time.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
It's gonna be a blast.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having me on. It was fun.
Totally.
Where can everybody find your Jim Carrey TikToks and everything else?
MySpace.com. I have an account still. If you just search Heather Shaw, it'll pop up. Heather Shaw on Instagram or Heather Shaw on TikTok and not MySpace. RIP. You'll see me. I'm not going to put a Google alert on me.
Don't do it.
Terrified. Yeah. Too terrified.
Go, we will
for
you.
Heather's
we'll let you
so
know.
Fucking funny.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. I appreciate it.
Yeah, dude.
It's been a lot of fun.
You're so freaking funny. It's so funny because like I would always see you at Fest, but then we'd always be running to bands.
I know.
I'd be like, she's so funny. She's cool. But the ska band's playing. I gotta go.
The ska band dressed as Muppets. I have to go see it.
Absolutely. Yeah. If I'm not gonna see that, what am I even doing?
I know.
Yeah.
Well, I'm out in LA, I'll say hi to you. See ya.
No, please, dude. Let me know.
Absolutely.
It'll be awesome.
Absolutely.
Be awesome.
Hell
all right,
yeah.
Listeners. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye-bye.
Thanks, everybody.
Bye. Bye.
2, 3, 6 but 30.
It's 6 but 30 somewhere.
Hi, ladies. I have heard Brandy talk on a couple of the episodes about dry shampoo and how it has some cancer-causing agents in it. I have a little hot tip for anybody, at least with darker hair. how to use an alternative to dry shampoo, and that is cocoa powder. I actually took like a seasoning shaker that was emptied and repurposed it for putting cocoa powder in my hair because I have dark brown hair, and it works pretty great. And your hair has a light cocoa smell, but not like too crazy or anything like that. So hopefully that is a helpful tip for anybody with dark hair in the lady to lady community. Love the pod and have a great day. Bye.
Hey ladies. I am listening to, the Lady Problem for this week. And it's a lady problem that I feel like comes up a lot. So I just wanted to call and give a quick plug to the book and card game called Fair Play Life. The book really breaks down like this domestic labor and a lot of the unseen tasks that go into running a home. Then the card deck exists to help couples divide up all of those tasks in a way that feels equitable to them. There's also a great documentary. Quote documentary, whatever, show on Hulu about it, sort of going through quite a few tasks with couples and just like a lot of the unseen labor, domestic labor that women put into the home. It's a really, really great resource. It really helps divide up these tasks that a lot of our callers seem to call and have a hard time explaining to their husbands. It makes it a lot more visual and easy to see and takes sort of the tenseness out of that discussion because there's physical cards to like talk through and divvy up. So just wanted to plug it because it seems like something a lot of people would benefit from. Okay, thanks. Love you. Bye.
Lady to Lady is produced by Katie Levine.
Get tons of bonus content, discounted tickets for live shows, and lots more at patreon.com/ladytolady.
Follow us on Instagram at @lady2ladycomedy and give your input on lady problems and get info about upcoming live shows.
And hey, don't forget to follow our individual accounts on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Babs Gray, Brandazzle, and Testify Barker. Follow Lady to Lady on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen so you don't miss an episode.
If you like what you hear, you can rate and review the show.
Visit exactlyrightstore.com to purchase Lady to Lady merch.